Hi, I'm Nicky Christensen, also known as Coach Nicky. I'm the creator of flowerhub.com.au and also the business coach behind the Coach Nicky brand. Welcome to the Flower Podcast. Communication in business is sometimes the thing that people struggle with the most. The good news is there's only one major strategy that you really need to understand, which will actually unlock and help you structure every bit of communication in your flower business that you'll ever need to do. I'm talking about no matter if it's email, web page content, blog content, podcast content, telephone spiel, anything. If you grasp this concept that I'm about to share with you, then you should find it a lot simpler to structure any communication that you need to do for the flower business that you run. The following recording was done during our live Business 101 show on Logan City's 101 FM.
Business 101 on Logan City's number one, 101 FM.
Coach's Corner.
This week's Coach's Corner is one of my favourite tips. So if you really want the most simplest and biggest bang for buck tip I can give you, please switch on your ears for this. Dale Carnegie wrote this really great book called How to Win Friends and Influence People. It sold 30 million copies around the world. It was first published in 1936. And the key message out of that book is, what's in it for me? We've all heard of the WIFM terminology, right? What's in it for me? That's what most people walk around thinking about all day. Even the people listening to us right now on this show, you're here for a reason. You're not here for me. You're not here for Mel. You're here for your own reason. And you're thinking, what's in it for me? The businesses that can really tap into the what's in it for me and really capitalize on that are the businesses that will convert the most amount of revenue and actually monetize their audience. So the two parts of what's in it for me, the first part is the story, and then the second part is benefits, not features. So talking about the first part and talking about stories, I've spoken to a lot of people, and people are on the fence about this. Half the people I talk to say, yeah, stories are just for kids, and we just want to get into the detail. Well, why stories? It's simple. They paint a picture. And if you don't think stories work, have a listen to this.
No one would have believed in the last years of the 19th century that human affairs were being watched from the timeless worlds of space. No one could have dreamed we were being scrutinized as someone with a microscope studies creatures that swarm and multiply in a drop of water. Few men even considered the possibility of life on other planets. And yet, across the gulf of space, minds immeasurably superior to ours regarded this Earth with envious eyes. And slowly and surely, they drew their plans against us.
How good is that picture in your mind right now? Now, he told a story. He didn't say, aliens are coming to attack Earth, get ready. He painted this beautiful picture of it. Slowly and surely, they drew their plans against us. Now, of course, that's War of the Worlds. I love that CD as a kid. I was a bit weird. But it's the importance of painting a picture, and you do that through storytelling. The better you are at storytelling, the better your message will get across. Now, me, I would rate myself at about a 75% for storytelling. Legends like Russell Brunson, Alex Sharfin, all those guys, they are 100 out of 100. Tony Robbins, they tell stories all day long. So if you can tell stories to your client base, you will win. Now, what is it that goes into a story? So many times people make this mistake, and I hear this quite a lot. They talk about the features, not benefits. Now, to quickly illustrate this, picture this. You're selling a car with keyless entry, okay? If you simply just said, this car is being sold with keyless entry, that's great. All the left brain people, all the accountants in the room, they'd love it. That's all you need to tell them. But let me tell you, most people aren't left brain.
No.
The better way to do it is an ad like this. Picture this. You're coming out of the supermarket, your hands are full, and you're keeping your kids from being run over. As you get to the car, you simply swish your leg under the bumper and the back hatch magically opens for you. All right? Versus the new model M8 traction machine comes fitted with an automatic tailgate and keyless entry. People are interested in features, but you've got to give them the benefit first. What's the benefit of this? And then what is the feature? So that was my timer. So make sure that you tell a story. Make sure that you talk about the benefit for your listener and then tell them the features. But don't get excited and tell them the features first. 101
FM. Take away what you want and leave behind the bits you don't.
The key is implement what you've learned straight away.